At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orme. A little bit of a longer last segment here before we send you off to the weekend. But I'm going to be petty here, okay? Since you were talking about Frost, I'm not sticking up for him. I'm going to tell you another coach. Apples to apples that left and came back. Rich Rod. Rich Rod left. Greener pastures. Failed miserably at Michigan. Got ran out of Michigan immediately, like DP says, and came back to West Virginia. There you go. It can happen. You can forgive him. Or you could, what you can't forget.
You forget, that's on you.
Yeah. Anyways,
there's some different rules for some different folks.
Now that is 1,000% true. But you wish them all the luck, and if they don't take advantage of their last opportunity, that's on them again. Anyways, big NFL weekend, DP. Yep. Obviously with the Chiefs locked and loaded. I want your thoughts on this. And this is probably actually one of the most important subjects to me, because it has playoff ramifications, history, legacy ramifications. Doesn't matter whether it's a 16, 17, 14 game. It does, but you know, when your defeat is still phenomenal. What are your guys' thoughts on Nick Sirianni making the decision? I'm assuming he consulted with Saquon. It didn't sound like it. When you've been in those locker rooms and you answer that type of question the way he did a really good job of dancing around it, sounded and looked by his body language. I'm no expert, but it looked like he wanted to play. What are you guys' thoughts on him willingly or unwillingly, or just being the good teammate and good guy that he is, sitting out and not taking a shot at breaking Eric Dickerson's record, not only to get the record, legacy and history and NFL history, like you said, but the sweetest part, against the Giants, the team that essentially said you're not good enough for this, for less money that the Eagles paid you, to stick the dagger in the heart in the Giants head coach and GM.
I'm calling it right now. First snap, Saquon is at tailback. Like, literally, you have to, you know, nope. Like, go out in warm-ups, don't have pads, you know, go out there and do the thing. Go back in, and you come out, you got one of those, because it's going to be cold, so he'll have one of those tarps over him, right? Somebody else covering, he'll have a hat on and a hood, full hood, mm-hmm. And first offensive drive, he dropped that cape, put the helmet on.
You're doing the Willis Reed?
Oh, man, he out there, he'll be in, and go bang his head on the goalpost. And then
two carries, 120. All right,
just stand there, right? Just stand there and say, "Listen, there's zero chance. I would be petty like that.
That the offensive line is definitely motivated. Before we say that, big shout out to Cam Jurgens, replacing a first ballot Hall of Famer, first year running the show as a center, makes the Pro Bowl and definitely earned it. And, came a long way from being the
had a good year,
you know, outlier for, you know, of an athlete, you know, just an explosive dude from Beatrice, small town of Beatrice, to a Pro Bowl. Big shout out to him. But, you know, in these type of situations, you've seen it in recent history. I remember when Chris Johnson had to get it and Adrian Peterson had to get it. Those offensive linemen and those the whole team, the defense feels it as well. I've never been a part of it, but I know the defense, we got to get off the field to give them more chances. It's just interesting, even though the Eagles, have the number two seed set up or locked in, you know, with a lot of layoffs now. We talked about it with the Kansas City Chiefs now, because of injuries, you know, it allows Patrick Mahomes to be fully healthy, even though he looks, you know, extremely healthy.
Are we burying the lead that Mahomes is not a Pro Bowl quarterback?
No.
Like, is
Mm-mm. I mean, it's a big story, but when you look at the guys that made him, the one that I would probably be shaky on would be, oddly enough, Joe Burrow. Since the DP, right? Let's just run right in there. I would probably, if it was me, Joe Burrow is up for the MVP, and I'm saying this, and it doesn't make sense, right? Patrick Mahomes is not in the MVP race. If Patrick Mahomes was going to replace somebody, because they only take three, I would say Joe Burrow out because of the wins and losses for Patrick Mahomes and the lack of wins for Joe Burrow.
It's situations like these that are always fascinating, because I think that you still take Patrick Mahomes over Joe Burrow if you're starting your franchise today. Mm-hmm. You absolutely do that. But that's why when it comes to all-star voting, to Pro Bowl voting, stuff like that, I love that we get these. It's not even really a random one-off, right? Because Joe Burrow is still a great elite quarterback in the NFL. But I don't think all-star and Pro Bowl should be legacy things until you're doing like your Dirk Nowitzki, Dwayne Wade, super end of their career stuff. Like, yeah, you take Patrick Mahomes right now. He's one of the most five valuable players in the league every year. But guess what? His stats don't measure up right now. Even if he's still having the same impact on winning, the Pro Bowl, the All-Star game are just such casual events. We don't need to have big think pieces about, oh, Mahomes is actually valuable. He just did it every year.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's more
guess
all
what
pro
guys
now.
Are gonna look at his stats. He's still probably gonna be, like you said, all pro or in consideration for it, and being all pro means more than being a Pro Bowler at the end of the day. So it's weird. It's a weird look, but it also makes perfect sense, and I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I just thought it because I don't know what the answer to the question is, but isn't he still the most valuable player in the NFL? Even if he's not the best player, I mean, he may still
he's
be the
most
best
valuable player.
He still may be the best player,
even though he won't get the award.
Andy Reid won't get Coach of the Year,
right?
Chris Jones won't get Defensive Player of the Year.
Is he okay? So then there's two questions: is he the best player in the NFL?
I
is Patrick Mahomes still the best player in the NFL?
For my money,
Jay. And then is he the most valuable? I think he's the most valuable player to the NFL.
That's what he is,
right?
He's not the most valuable player this year,
but
he's the most valuable player to the league big picture.
He will have more input and more direct impact on how this season plays out than any player in the NFL. This postseason, the Super Bowl goes through Patrick Mahomes more than it goes through Kansas City. And more than it goes through Andy Reid, it goes through Patrick Mahomes.
That until somebody decides we got to take him out.
Well, but that's
Buffalo's decided that a couple times doesn't work out for him. So we'll see.
I'm talking about for real.
Greg Williams style.
Yeah.
New Orleans style.
Don't matter wherever Greg Williams. I wonder where he's at too.
Let's see.
You got to take him out.
The texter says that he chooses Burrow Mahomes. Stop it. Stop it.
It's two different players. Joe Burrow is
cold-blooded. World's colliding. Greg Williams, currently the defensive coordinator for the DC Defenders of the United Football League.
Yeah.
There you go.
Greg Williams is in DC, baby.
I did know that. I actually saw him. I should have said that. I saw him my last trip back.
He still got them black. Like, hey, he looked like a lunatic with them glasses.
Oh, he looks like
one. Is he not one?
Well, he looked like the dude that
because he colored his goatee.
Right, but he looks like the dude that the security at Northwest Field would wonder how is that guy on the sideline.
He looks
like the people are questioning. Like literally, you have security dudes going, "Hey, anybody know this guy?"
He looked like the dude when he walks through TSA. Somebody's phone. Like, we had a problem with.
Someone tell this guy. Yeah. He's walking out Concourse E.
Okay, so we have like 2 minutes. Can I do the thing with both of y'all that I like to do with Austin every now and then? You have to take one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
One of the two.
This or that.
Right? This or that. Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen. You can only take one.
I'm taking Josh.
Probably Josh.
Josh Allen or Joe Burrow?
Josh.
Josh.
Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes?
I got to take Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I just like
until dethroned, Mahomes is Mahomes.
But I think that's the top of the league. It's Mahomes. Allen is maybe in that Mahomes tier. If not, he's a half step behind. Lamar.
Josh Allen is not Lamar Jackson yet. Like, can we stop? I know he's your boy, but stop.
No,
Lamar,
he's my boy.
Two-time MVP.
He's my boy. He
two-time MVP.
No, the DB.
You would take the fight. Hold on. I'm just telling you right now.
Take Austin out of it.
Yes.
This is your clip.
Yeah.
Josh Allen is my boy. He is Cyborg. He is 101.
You will take
He's that dude.
What has he done that Lamar Jackson hasn't done already?
Hey, I want this clip.
Hey, tell me. Give me the answer.
I want this clip.
What has he done?
I'm about to show you the answer.
Okay, give it to me.
I need a few weeks.
It ain't happened yet. It ain't happened yet. Okay, Keith Sweat. I'm gonna. You out here singing Keith Sweat. You out here swinging. Look, stop giving people credit for stuff they haven't done. Amazing Jay Foreman. Hey, amazing Keith Sweat. Okay, Keith Sweat.
Hey, hook, line.
I'm gonna.
I reeled in the muskie that I ain't never caught.
I'm gonna. He out here talking about what I'm gonna do.
Hey, all I know is we about to see.
Two-time MVP live in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the one this year is gonna be in Buffalo.
Oh, I'm gonna.
And Cheek Tawaga.
Austin, you hear this man?
I've been defending Lamar.
I'm gonna.
Don't put that on me.
Right. You hear this man?
I picked Josh Allen. I've been defending Lamar.
Oh. Man, Jay Foreman, I'm playing.
I love Lamar.
I'm playing both sides. I'll come out on top.
I love Lamar, except for after week 17.
What did he say? Winter is coming. Winter's coming.
Hey, man.
Winter's coming.
Hey, man.
Man.
Hey, Josh going to do his thing.
We heard that the last four years.
And he's been doing it ever since.
All the way to the AFC Championship game.
Exactly. Until they decide not to cover Tyreek Hill and or Travis Kelce with 13 seconds left. I still need some answers like that. But with the answer to us, we're going to the weekend. Old school Jay Foreman, TP Austin, man. Appreciate you guys listening. We'll holler at you.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.